And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Instagram has decided to step up its game protecting our youth online. The social media giant is introducing what they're calling Instagram teen accounts. Now, these accounts come with some nifty features. They'll automatically set profiles to private, limit who can slide into our kids' DMs, and even filter out some of the questionable content that seems to be lurking around every corner. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation is calling this a major victory, and for once, I'm inclined to agree, because in a world where online predators are unfortunately all too real, having some digital guardrails in place isn't just nice, it's necessary. Moving on, hold on to your space helmets, folks, because the Canadian military has outdone themselves in the realm of absurdity. They've spent a cool $30,000 on a report that claims space exploration is, wait for it, racist, exploitative, elitist, and environmentally destructive. This 48-page report that cost $30,000 is titled Hidden Harms, Human Insecurity in Outer Space. It concludes that the usage of space is masculine, militarized, and state-based. The report also says we don't give enough weight to astrology in our space exploration efforts. Forget about the laws of physics. We need a good old horoscope reading before we launch the next satellite into orbit. And let's not forget about gendered language. That's a problem too. Apparently terms like mankind and manned mission, well, they're holding us back from true cosmic enlightenment. I guess we should start referring to the International Space Station as the International Safe Space Station. Hold on to your magic wand, folks, because Disney Plus is about to unleash what they're calling the, quote, gayest project Marvel has ever done. The new series, Agatha All Along, is apparently so rainbow-filled it makes a pride parade look dull. One of the actresses, in a moment of profound insight, declared that, quote, witches are queer inherently just because we are outcasts. I had no idea being an outcast automatically qualified someone for a specific sexual orientation, but I guess you learn something new every day in this brave new world of ours, don't you? And moving on to more Hollywood news, GLAAD, the self-appointed arbiter of all things LGBTQ in media, has released its annual report card on representation in films, and surprise, surprise, they're not happy. According to their 2024 Studio Responsibility Index, there's been a decrease in LGBTQ representation in films. Out of 256 films in 2023, only 70 contained an LGBTQ character. And the report goes on to bemoan the fact that even studios like Disney, who you would think they would champion, produce 14 LGBTQ inclusive films out of 37, and they were even given an insufficient score in the report. So that makes you wonder, what exactly would be sufficient? Does every character in every film need to wave a rainbow flag to satisfy their criteria? Because it sure seems that way. That's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.